Let's start from the bottom of the very bottom of the line on Daf Tezayin Mabez. Says the Gemara, very, very bottom of the page. Remember in the Mishnah, we mentioned the first two brachos out of the six, we said was Zichronos and Shofros. And then we said in the end, Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says that none of them are, those are not said. We added two other ones that were not Zichronos and Shofros. So the Gemara said the very bottom line again, Tezayin Mabez. I'm Rabbi Ada Dmin Yafo. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that we don't do Zichronos and Shofros as part of our extra davening on Tanis? Lefi Shein Omer Zichronos and Shofros Ella Rosh Hashanah will be Yovlos Ubishas Milchama. Zichronos and Shofros are very, very special, unique tefillos that have their own spot when they're supposed to say them. And those spots are three times in the course of, I guess, the Jewish calendar. Rosh Hashanah, which is what we do normally. Yovlos, Rashi's going to hear on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, only that one time every 50 years in Yom Kippur, you also say Zichronos and Shofros besides Rosh Hashanah time. And when you go out to war, there's a special tefillah. Again, Rashi doesn't say it, not sure where this comes from, but there's a special tefillah when you go out to war that you daven, and that it does include Zichronos and Shofros as well. So those are the only times that you say it. Rabbi Yehuda says you do not add it in. Do not add it in during these seven fast days, even though it's very important in serious days. This tefillah, these two paragraphs of tefillah are unique, and we reserve them for these special times we just mentioned. Okay. We then mentioned, as we went through the Mishnah again, the different brachos that you're saying that are extra. Al Rishonu, who Omer Misha, Nas Avram, etc., etc. The one who answered Avram. Tana Yesh Machlifin. There are those who actually swap the concluding part of the bracha between Shmuel and Eliyahu. If you look in the Mishnah again, the Mishnah describes, it says, when we add the part of Shmuel in, which is the fourth bracha, the fourth bracha, we end off at the end with Shomea Tzaka, and the fifth bracha about Eliyahu, we say Shomea Tfila. There are those who swap those two endings, that for Shmuel, it says Tfila, and for Eliyahu, it says Tzaka. Again, Yesh Machlif and Tzaka l'Eliyahu, v'Tfila l'Shmuel. So where's the Bishlam Magabi Shmuel question?
Where do we see tzaakas for Shmuel and tefillas for Eliyahu?
When you look in the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav and Aleph, and it goes through the extra brachos we add on, so there, when it's talking about Misha Anna, the one who answered for Eliyahu, it ends off Baruch Hashem Shomea Tefila. And before that, it said the one who you know, that was the fifth bracha. The fourth bracha we add on, the one for the Misha Anna l'Shmuel, Baruch Hashem Shomea Tefila over there. So we have over here, it has tefillah for one, tzaka for the other one. Some people switch the order around. It has tzaka for one, for the other one. Again, it has tzaka for Eliyahu and tefillah for Shmuel. So Bishlam Agabe Shmuel, Ksib Beit Tefillah, Ksib Beit Tzaka. So I understand regarding Shmuel, it happens to reference, you know, the Shmuel B'mitzvah, the mitzvah, happens to reference both the Lashon of Tefillah and the Lashon of Tzaka. So I understand that you can kind of decide which one fits better. In the tefillah, you know, you kind of can, dealer's choice. We can move that around a little bit. Agabi Eliyahu, tefillah ksiv, tzaka lo ksiv. By Eliyahu Navi Bahar Carmel, he's diving to Hashem that Hashem should answer him. It says, Aneni Hashem Aneni. It says, you know, that's a tefillah. He's asking Hashem to answer. Lashon bakash of a tefillah. There's no lashon of tzaka. There's no crying over there. Forget to renounce question. So the Gemara answer is, no, that's also lashon tzaka he. Aneni Hashem Aneni is also lashon tzaka he. It's also a crying. You're begging Hashem. You're screaming to Hashem, Aneni. That also could be construed as a tzaka, and therefore both Shmuel has tefillah and tzaka by his tefillah, and Eliyahu has tefillah and tzaka by his tefillah, and therefore you kind of can play around with the ending. Both would make sense with either one of them. Yeah, what do you got from Renan?
Just what does machlifi mean?
To switch, to swap. To swap. Okay. Going back now in the Mishnah. Mishnah is Alashishis. Who Omer Mishana as Yona, the Shvius we say Mishana as David. Now, chronologically speaking, the Gemara now points out the order should be reversed. Michti, let us see. Yona Basar David Ushlomo Hava. So my time of Makim Liberisha. Why do we put Yona as a sixth bracha, David and Shlomo as a seventh bracha? Again, we mentioned the first bracha doesn't really count because it's part of the bracha of Goel Yisrael, but it's still longer, so we call that the first one. But really, this is the fifth and the sixth extra brachas that we have. So how come it puts Yona the second to last, and David and Shlomo last, when in order of when they actually took place, Yona came after David and Shlomo? The whole point right now we have is we're trying very much to get rain. We're going through a very difficult time period right now. We're trying to get rain, trying to have Hashem have mercy on the land. So therefore, I want to end off our series of extra brachos with that final tefillah of Merachim al Aretz. And Rashi points out over here that David and Shlomo were the ones who should be speaking about Merachim al Aretz for one of two reasons. Either because they davened about Eretz Yisrael, that's option number one, or because the Beis HaMikdash was in Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash was the epicenter of what we were hoping for in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Aretz and Beis HaMikdash are synonymous in some ways, and they represented that piece of our history, and therefore, we end off with the bracha, Rachim al Aretz, which is connected really to David and Shlomo. That's why they come, even though they're before Yonah in chronology, they're after Yonah in the brachos. And finally, Gemara ends off, Tanavi Shem Sunkus Amru, it was taught that the name of Sunkus, people quoted and said, the real bracha shouldn't say, Rachim al Aretz, it should say, Mashpil Haramim, the one who lowers those who are haughty or who are elevated. And Rashi points out over here, this bracha is appropriate because Hashem has made us subjugated to his needs and to his wants because we're not getting the rain that we need. And that brings us back to a state of tshuva. Okay, yeah, Gabe, what do you got?
Then why did we end up putting Yonah first if we didn't want to end it with Merachim El Aretz?
Excellent question. That's the last bracha. Then why would that explain the order that we have? It's an excellent question. Good, Gabe. Very good. Good question. Don't know. Like it. I like it. Leave it as a question.
Little shout out.
Do you have anyone have an answer they want to suggest? It is a nice little shout out. Gabe Gersberg, well done. Anyone else have a shot?
If there are girls listening to this, then it's a.
Well, Daniel, if you give a shot, I'll say your last name too. Maybe if you get a shot at.
No. Listen, there shouldn't be girls listening to this. I'm sorry.
Maybe their brother listened, and they'll say, "Well, give afterwards." The brother listened. Want a good brother-in-law? Okay, good question. Okay, back to the Gemara. Shalosh Tamiyos are Rishonos, us Anshe Mishmar Misanin Velo Mashlimin. We mentioned earlier on in the Mishnah as well, we had two different levels of Kohanim. We had a split of 24 groups called Anshe Mishmar, and they would go a week at a time. We mentioned each of those days, one of the base Av, again, of the 24 groups, each group was broken into groups of seven, into split to seven. Each seven had one day a week that they would be serving. And we mentioned the number of halachas that we had based upon your Mishmar, based upon whether it was your actual day to be serving the base of Mikdash. You mentioned, and we'll quote it right now, Tanur Rabbanan, Neima Amru, Anshe Mishmar, Mutar Lishos Yayin, Belelos, Avalo B'yamim. Why did we say the rule, just to remind you again what the rule was, the Anshe Mishmar, the group of 24 groups. So that Kohen's week, that group of 24, 124 to the Kohanim, part of this group, when they would be in the week of the Beis HaMikdash, Shavoda, so if it wasn't their day of that week, they're allowed to drink wine at nighttime, but not in the daytime. Why? Why is day not allowed, but night is allowed? We mentioned this when we did it back in the Mishnah. We mentioned, we'll see now in the Gemara. Shema tzicha beida avoda al anshe beis av. Lest the work get very heavy, get very difficult for the anshe beis av, for the people, the Kohanim, working that day, not that week, but that day, mamash with the korbanos. And if that was what would happen, v'yavo b'yisai lehem. They have to come, the backups come, and they assist in the avoda. And therefore, you got to be sober. You can't be drinking and be helping out in the avoda. And therefore, for that reason, that's why we said that the Anshe Mishmar can drink at nighttime, because nighttime, whatever was required, the people that for that day could take care of themselves. It wasn't korbanos being offered then. But but in the daytime, you had to be available just in case they needed extra help with the korbanos. Fine. They ma'amru Anshe Beis Av lo b'yom lo b'layla. How come the Anshe Beis Av couldn't drink their day, both day and night? Because they're constantly needed in a state of avoda the entire day, as well as the nighttime of taking care of whatever had to be taken care of that night as well. Okay. Gemara says the following. Mikan Amru, based upon what we just said, upon the needs of the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beis Av, so now nowadays, Anshe, Mikan Amru, Kol Kohen Shematir Mishmarto Umishmeres Beis Av Shalom. Here are three neat things that you needed. If you know, number one, what Mishmar you're part of, I mean, which group of 24 you're part of, and you knew of that 24, which seventh you were part of as well, so you knew that you're always a Wednesday during the week of your Anshe, your Mishmar, and you know the cycle of the Mishmar, right now, the assumption the Gemara right now is making, that those Mishmars, even though we have no basic Mikdash today, they're still, they're the same cycles. It would still be that person's group, you know, the group of Yehoyariv, or Yidya, those groups, each group, 24 different groups, that each group would still have their cycle going on right now more virtually because there's no Beis HaMikdash around. But if you knew your group and you knew what your Beis Av was, you were always the Wednesday of that week, and you knew the Adua Shabbat Avos of Kavu and Sham, that you knew that your group actually had a consistent, you were part of the Avoda that you had at that point in time. Who? Okay, I'll check it later on. Okay. Fuchs.
Same thing.
Yeah. Anyways, so, and you also knew that your Mishmar was part of the cycle that was, your family were part of the cycle that was in the Beis Mikdash Avodah. So then, the following halacha should be even today, he says. Asur lishtos yayin kol osu hayom. Then the day, that Wednesday, we made the Wednesday, but that Wednesday of your 124th, your grouping that usually went there, you should not drink any wine even nowadays. Presumably being the reason why it will be soon, basically it should be built any point in time. And if it comes right now, you're the one, you're on. Right? You're bringing you in. So you better make sure you're sober and you haven't drank anything yet. That is why we would say you shouldn't drink on that Wednesday during that cycle of 24 weeks, that one time. Let's say you knew not that much. Makir mishmar tobeinu makir mishmar beis av shalom v'yodeya she bati avosam kvun sham. Again, you knew two out of three, but not the third one. I know that my 124th. I know which one they are, which family said I am. I'm not sure which day of the week was my beis av day. I don't know which one I was part of, but I do know that my grouping again was part of that cycle of the anshe mishmar. I know they were. I know that my family was part of that. Then again, what should we say over here? So this shows yain. Kol osa Shabbos. That means that whole week. That whole week you can't drink wine because you're not sure which day is yours. And just like the last person who knew which day was couldn't drink that day, so you can't drink that week because you might be any one of those days of that week. How about Eino Makir Mishmarto Umishmeres Beis Avshalom V'yodeya Shabbat Avosav Kvu and Sham. Let's say I don't know which 124th I was part of, and obviously I don't know what day of the week I was part of either, but I do know that my family had a history. We knew that we were part of the Avodah. We do have stories told over that we were part of that cycle, that I'm really stuck. Because it could be right now is my day, and tomorrow, any day could be my day. What should the halacha be then if that's the case? So, us lishtos yayin kol shana. You can't drink wine ever, all year round. Yeah, what do you got for me, Gabe?
If it's saying that you can't drink wine all year round, isn't that every year you can't drink wine all year round, so you can never drink wine?
Every day, every year.
That's rough.
Every day, every year. Renan, what do you got?
So then nowadays, shouldn't Kohani like not drink at all? Like, even important?
Says the next line of the Gemara, Rabbi Omer, says Rabbi, Omer ani asur lishtos yayin l'olam. I think that every single Kohen, Tabak Kohan, every single Kohen nowadays should not drink wine anymore. Why? Well, you're making an assumption, we said. The assumption you're making is that we still have the same kvias, the same set of cycles going on, but who knows what cycle we have? Who knows that's even true? And as Renan pointed out, no one even knows what part there are anymore. Back then, maybe they did, but today they don't know it at all. So at this point in time, shouldn't we be usher forever to drink wine? So the answer to Renan's question is what the Gemara is going to answer right now, which is, well, the answer to Renan's question first, Renan, again, it's a double gazer here. Maybe this is my day, and it'll come now. Those are two things, separate gazeres we have. But if you knew this was your day, or this was a set of days that you had, or that you were even part of the Avodah in the first place, that first maybe is a fair maybe. And therefore we say, okay, it's only one gazera, so don't drink wine anymore. But if I have no idea if I even ever, like that, you said it right on correctly, that we don't even know anymore if you're part of that Beis Av or Bishmar you're part of, we also don't know if you're even part of that cycle in the first place. And therefore, since I don't even know that first stage, in theory, I shouldn't be able to, I shouldn't have to worry about it. I should be able to drink whatever I wanted to in theory. Because I have to first know that I'm part of the cycle to even make that first gazera. So now they don't even know anything about where they came from as far as what Beis Av they were from, if their family ever participated in the Avodah. You don't even know anymore. So I would say to you that we don't have to worry about it. But even nowadays, now I hear Rebbe is saying that you're making an assumption. You're assuming right now that there was a cycle that stayed that way the entire way through. Says who? Maybe it's going to change. Maybe this is rebuilt. Who knows? And therefore, I would say that a Kohen should never drink wine like Ranan is suggesting. Abal Ma'a said, what can I do? He says, Shetachanaso kil kalaso, which means that the takana to allow you to drink wine is because of the kilkula, which means of the fact that we've been mikalkel, we've been ruined so long, we've been gone so long without any base of mikdash anymore, that it's hard for us to assume, unfortunately, that it's coming right now. We've been so disappointed, but we've been so missing, so kilkal, so missing, so empty, the base of mikdash avoda, that's in some ways that's a takana to allow you to drink wine as well. And that's how the Gemara Paskins, in the end, is that because today we've been waiting for so long and nothing is in fact coming, unfortunately, we don't make everyone stay away from drinking wine, all the quantum nowadays. And based upon that, Amar Abaye says, Kiman Shasu Idna Kani Chamra, like who Ha'idna today do the Kohanim drink Shasu Chamra wine? Kirebi. Only if they hold like Rebbe do we say that they're allowed to drink wine nowadays. That's how we pass it in the end. That's how I call them can drink wine. Even though there was reason to assume maybe they shouldn't be able to drink wine ever, because maybe this will be their day, who knows? But because we've been waiting so long, the Rashi points over here, and it still continues to not come, so we're not, unfortunately, no longer do we have in our mind, Shema Yibaneh. We hope it's currently built. We do hope it's going to be built. But we don't say Shema Yibaneh. You know, we don't have that way. When a person, I remember my wife, a person who used to work with my wife, who still works with my wife, when when he got married, so he said the wedding will be in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, Yer Hab, you know, the new Beit by the base of Mikdash area. But if for some reason it's not built, then we're going to have it in Toronto. Meaning, you know, how like he assumed maybe it'll be built. When you and I discuss strategies and plans we do in the summer, what do you mean do the summer? Tomorrow you're getting on a plane to come back to, hopefully they'll let us back in again. To Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes. So unfortunately, right now we're at the stage when that whole Shema Yibaneh, we still hope for it. We don't live our lives assuming it's going to happen that way. Unfortunately, we hope, we do wish, we hope. And when they ask us in Shemayim, Tzipisa Yeshua, did you await and anticipate the redemption of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the answer is certainly would be yes. But we also lived our lives in a way where we were disappointed in our own behavior, not in God, in our own behavior, and it didn't happen a lot of times where we stopped our minhagim were based upon the realization we don't have a base of mikdash anymore, unfortunately. Okay, next to that, Anshe Mishmer v'Anshe Ma'amad Asurim Musaper Ulechabes V'Chamish Mutar Michnei Kavod Shabbos. The Anshe Mishmer, we mentioned the 124th grouping of the Kohanim. Anshe Ma'amad is also a 24th, a group of people. Levi and Yisraelim were also set aside, designated, we mentioned this in the Mishnah beforehand, as the ones who would kind of be representing the tzibor for the Korban Tamid. We mentioned every Korban should have the Baal, the owner with that Korban. So the Anshe Ma'amad represented the tzibor. They were broken down also the group of 24. So those groups should not get haircuts and launder their clothing during the week that they are the Anshe, you know, in charge of that week. But on Chamishi, they're allowed to because of Kavod Shabbos. My time, why is this a rule? How come they can't get that week even? Amar Rav Baruchan, Rav Yochanan, they shall yikansu the mishmarsim kishen minuvolim. They shouldn't enter the mishmar. It's a very exciting point in time. It's very exciting. It's like a holiday for them. They shouldn't come in all disheveled. The same reason why people say you shouldn't shave during a chag, during Chol HaMoed. And I may shave. I may not be so stressed out. I shave before chag, and I'll wait to shave on chag. But then you're going into chag looking like a minuvol, like a dirty person. You should make sure you're looking good. So therefore, to avoid when the first mishmar came up, we said you can't. You can't launder, you can't cut your hair when the Mishmar starts, except for Thursday, the Kavod Shabbos. Because what people do is to enter the week looking good and being respected, respectful of their coming exciting week in the base of Mikdash. But we're now going to elaborate and say that's not true for everybody. Melech mistapa b'chol yom. A king, once we're going to talk about cutting hair, the king cuts hair every single day. Every day he went to haircut. Kohen Gadol, may Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Every week, Kohen Gadol, and Erev Shabbos get a haircut. Kohen Hedjot, Achas Osh Miyom. Every month he had to get a haircut. He had to. Now let's go through each source. Melech Mistapa B'chol Yom, my time. How come I'm king has to get a haircut every day? I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, I'm Rakra. Melech B'yafyo Techazena Einecha. The king in his glory, in his beauty, is how your eyes should see him. You should see the king in his finest, which means every day he gets a haircut to look his finest. What's the reason why? We say there, my time, I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Ho Mishmarot Mischad Shot. It's a very interesting line. And I'll tell you a sport reference to it in a minute. Since the Mishmeris would be Mischadeshes, meaning every single week, someone, a new group came, and they're now seeing the Kohen for the first time in who knows how long, and the Kohen's got to look good for them. So he's got to make sure that his hair is cut. He looks in good shape the first time the Kohanim see him from that coming Mishmar. There are many people. I remember I forget who said it, but there was someone who used to say, definitely a baseball player, maybe Joe DiMaggio. I heard the name of a basketball player as well. I forget which one. That every game they played really, really hard, no matter what game it was, because who knows? This person may never see him again. It could be the only time this person ever sees that player play. And therefore, they want to make sure that they make a good impression. You're a fan of this guy. You want to make sure you see him in his greatness. You don't want to dog it. So over here also, Lahavdil, is that the Kohen Gadol was going to be seen by the other Kohanim starting the week off. Wants to make sure that he's looking good and respectable because he represents them in you know, the highest fashion. Yeah? Was MJ? Okay. I'm sure, yeah.
Sounds like something he would say.
Sounds like something he would say. Say a lot of things, that guy.
Yeah, I think he said, like why he played every game is because, like, someone's, like, coming to see me, and that's, like, the only opportunity for me to see that.
I saw him play only one time in my life. It was not my father did not take me to see him play. Dad, he could have, but you didn't. But I saw him play when he was already past his prime. He was in the Wizards at the time. I saw him play in Florida. My wife took me. Dad, my wife took me to watch Michael Jordan.
Your wife took you. Wait, let's back up. First of all, I never took you because why would you want to see somebody who you play better than? Right? And he was professional and you were learning. So bottom line was, I didn't want to depress you.
Hear that.
Why your wife took you, I have to figure. I have no idea.
Okay. Okay. Shkoyach.
He's such a good answer for everything.
My dad is sharp. Baruch Hashem. Chazdei Hashem. Okay. Anyways, Dad, you should always have great, quick answers for Torah learning also. My bracha to you.
I thought I did.
Yeah. Anyways, finally, Kohen Hedjot. We said, Achas Rosh Miyom, Kohen Hedjot also cuts his hair every 30 days. Why? Says the Gemara, Minolan, where's that from? Asya para Minazir. It said the word para, which means to like be unshaven or letting your hair go, letting your hair run wild. So it says the word para by a Nazir and the word para by a Kohen. And we're going to make a Gzeir Shava. Ksiv Achas says over here by the Kohanim, Rosham lo yigalechu ufara lo yishalechu, that your head you shouldn't shave and your hair. Oh, sorry, this is by the nazir. Rosham lo yigalechu ufara lo yishalechu. You should not shave your head and you should not. I'm sorry, this is by the kohen. Rosham lo yigalechu. They do not shave their hair and their para, but being wild, they do not let it be wild. They don't let their hair become wild. Which we'll see what it means in a minute. Uksipasu says by the Nazir, Kadosh ye gadol para se'arusho. The Nazir should be Kadosh as we let his hair grow. We mentioned this last time. Remember a discussion we had together. Is it Kedusha for the Nazir to be a Nazir or not? It's one of the proofs. We said it's Kadosh. It's not a Chayin, it's a Kedusha. So the other person said back, no, what does it really mean? You don't remember what it means?
Didn't we say it was like the actual hair growth?
Excellent. Is very good. Now, like, hair had its as good. Excellence. But not the mice of limiting yourself with college. Excellent. Very good. But we have right now the words, again, the word para and para over here. Just like the para we had by the Nazir was 30 days. So too, it says, do not allow 30 days. Do not let more than 30 days go by when a Kohen does not cut his hair. So the Gemara says over here, okay, very nice. But, just like over there by the Nazir was 30 days. So over here by the Kohen, it means 30 days. You can't let 30 days pass without cutting your hair. But Nazir, how do we know Nazir himself was 30 days? It just says, doesn't say it was 30 days. It just says that he should let his hair grow. Rav Masna, Naziros, if you just say I want to be a Nazir without saying how long it's going to be for, Stam Naziros, 30 days. Now, where do you get that from? Why was that the case? So Amar Kra, it says, yeah. Kadosh yiyeh. Yiyeh b'gematria is plus in Havi. Sometimes you have halachas based on gematria, or at least the remez on gematria. So here we say that 30 days, kadosh yiyeh, I will be kadosh, I'll be a nazir without saying the amount of time. Yiyeh is gematria 30, and therefore stam nazir is 30 days. And once you say that, and you have to let your hair grow pera, wild for 30 days, And we say, parlo shalecho, then you cannot let your hair grow more than that when you're a Kohen. Amr le'er papa le'abaye, says, I don't understand. V'dilma, haki kamina, maybe this is what it means to say in the Gemara. Haki kamina, maybe the Torah is saying this. Lo lirbu klal, you shouldn't have any para. It shouldn't be at all growing wild. Even, forget 30 days. Shouldn't be anything at all. Amr le'e, ihavi kasev lo yishalechu para, k'dika amart. If it would have said in the Pasuk, do not let it go, para, which means wild, so then like you said, maybe you could argue you shouldn't let it go at all. But Hashem says, upera, lo yishalechu, now it says the word upera, lo yishalechu, that you can get to the state of para, which is para, which means again, which means 30 days like Nazir. But lo yishalechu, you can't go, let it go past that. You can't send it beyond that. Para liyave, para it could get to, but shluchim lo lishluchum. But regarding sending it past that, meaning beyond 30 days, that would be the prohibition. Okay. The Gemara says, back now to the discussion we had of cutting hair now. The question we have is, what's the halacha regarding cutting hair for a Kohen today? If this is the case, and we have a real pasuk to tell us that you shouldn't let your hair be more than 30 days without getting it cut, so then how about today? We mentioned about drinking wine today. How about getting haircuts today? Why do can't go on them? We should restrict them to not get their hair, not let their hair grow beyond 30 days, which is bad for Aaron Bluestein, because he's your Cohen, Aaron, no? And the hair is definitely well past 30 days. Says the Gemara.
I'm doing a tonic.
What's that?
I'm doing the year thing. I don't know.
Are you allowed to the question?
I thought he was a nosier.
Yeah, I hear that. Anyway, says the Gemara, Dumia Deshtuya Yayin. We compare the same pasuk that describes that you shouldn't let your hair grow wild, also describes you shouldn't drink wine. Dumia Deshtuya Yayin, we compare it to drinking wine. Mashtuya Yayin is man biyahu, the usser. So is man biya shari. Just like wine, only in the time of going, biya, coming to the Beis HaMikdash. To serve the Beis HaMikdash. That's when drinking wine is usher. We mentioned already, but not the Beis HaMikdash, it's allowed. Afacha, here as well, Nami, the halacha is that only when it comes to the service of the Beis HaMikdash is usher to have your hair longer, haircuts last more than 30 days. But nowadays, unfortunately, the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to let it last beyond that. Aiva, Tani says the Gemara, Rabbi Omer Ani, Kohanim Asur, shows Yayin Le'olam, Val Ma Eseh, Shetak, Kanaso, Kilkal So. Vamra, do we say quoted above that Rebbe says, I think Kohanim should be also to drink wine even today? Meaning, they should be also to drink wine today. There's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. There's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, but still, they should be also to drink wine. What am I going to do, though? We've been waiting so long, you know, it's hard to plan. It's hard to keep this halacha going. What does that imply? That's not connected to doing a vote on the Beis HaMikdash. You still shouldn't be able to drink wine today. Vamra Abai, and Abai even says, we pass him like Rebbe. Kiman Shatsuwa Idna Kohanim Chamra. Who says that you can drink today wine, Kohanim? That's only Kirebi. Only Rebbe says that. Michalal, top of Yidzayim Abiz, Michalal, we can deduce from there. The Rabbanim Asri, that only Rebbe says you can drink wine. The Rabbanim say you can't drink wine. But you can't drink wine even today, even though there's no Bia Beis HaMikdash today. You still can't drink wine. So therefore, if we're going to connect cutting your hair to drinking wine, Aaron Bluestein has to make an appointment at the barber right now. He can't have his hair cut go beyond 30 days if we're going to connect the two of them. Again, only Rebbe let it. The Rabbanim didn't let it. And therefore, we should see now a connection as a din. We shouldn't let the coin spend more than 30 days without getting haircuts. Mara says, by time, what's the reason why we have such a concern of drinking wine? Mehera yibon ebeis migdash, v'ina kohen arui lavoda, v'leka. So this is actually the answer. What's the reason why we say that when it comes to drinking wine, we're not, the Rabbanim would say you shouldn't drink wine even today, like Renan said earlier, because we're hoping Meira soon, the Beis HaMikdash will be built again. Uba'ina, we're going to need Kohen who's fit, who's ready to do his avodah to the Beis HaMikdash. But like, we're not going to find him at all. They're all going to be hungover. They're all going to have been drinking. So therefore, I have to make sure they don't drink nowadays according to the Rabbanan. Not according to the Rabbanan. But a hachab, in our case, after the Misafir Vaila, just get a haircut. You know, take 5 minutes, get a quick shave, get a quick haircut, and then head to the Beis HaMikdash. And then you can do your avodah. So it takes longer than 5 minutes to get over a hangover. And I saw you guys on Purim, right? So I know that for sure from all of you guys. It takes longer than 5 minutes to get there. So if that's the case, then it's not enough just to give a few minutes here or there. But regarding a haircut, so that you're able to get a quick sip, and then head over and do your avoda. That's why wine might be different than haircuts. Wine, the rabbanim would say nowadays you still shouldn't drink kohanim, but you let your hair go a little bit, and if Baruch Hashem, Mitzvah Hashem, this just surprises us and comes right away, get a haircut and head do your avoda.
Aaron should
drink wine. Then should we say, yeah, question, give me one time, first mention one part, and I'll get to you in a second. If so, yachi, if so, shuyayin nami, if someone drank, there's still something I can do. What can I do? Eshar digani porta, maybe you can sleep a little bit, v'ayil, and you can then go, because we know that when you take a little nap, maybe you close your eyes a few minutes, you get your senses back, and you're able to function properly. So therefore, we're saying right now that we think it, therefore, that should be a quick solution as well. Take a 5-minute nap, and then you head over there, and if that works for the haircut, it should work also for wine. Where says, no, Rami Bar Abba. That Rami Bar Abba, Derech Mil, Vishina Kolshu, Mefigin Esayayin. This again is part of the answer. It's part of the question. If that's the case, Rami Bar Abba said that walking for a meal, which is again is at a kilometer, or sleeping a little bit, that Mefigin Esayayin, that kicks some of the wine effects, it loosens it. It tempers the effects of the wine. And therefore, that should allow us to take that solution. Just like you get a haircut, you can also drink wine. I should allow both people. People should not have to get haircuts right away. They can drink wine right now. And this should come right now. So the guy will take a 5-minute nap, or he'll walk for a mile, a kilometer. He'll be okay afterwards. Those are all options. So why am I treating differently wine and haircuts? So before I get to your answer, I'm going to finish the last part, then we'll get to your question. Which is no. La vin mar la. Do we not have people who said about that? Amar Nachman, Rav Barabua. Lo shana el kishasa shir revius. That's only if you drink a revius of wine, meaning not so much wine. Then that little bit of math that you drink, it's enough to take a small nap or to walk a little bit. Aval shasi yosem revius, kol shkein, shederech matridaso v'shina mishkarto. But if I drink more than revius, drink a significant amount of wine, then actually walking more gets me even more, more in my drunken zone. And sleeping, when I wake up from a small nap, I'm even more confused than I was when I went to sleep in the first place. And therefore, that would only help for a small bit of wine, a revius. Not more than that. I'll take one last answer, and I'll get to the Gibbs question. One last answer, differentiation between wine and haircuts. Rav Ashi Amar Shri Yayin Dimachli Avoda Gazer Buhur Abanan. Drinking wine, which will make your Avoda chulin. It makes your Avoda puzzle. It ruins your Avoda. If you do Avoda while you're drunk, it is not considered Avoda. And therefore, the Rabbanan said, we're going to make a Gzera. You can't be, according to Rabbanan, again, not according to Rebbe, according to Rabbanan, you can't drink wine for Kohen nowadays. But pre-roach, but having long hair and not having your hair cut properly, d'lo machli avoda, if you do that, it's not appropriate, but your avoda is not considered pasul, and therefore, lo gazer b'rabban, the rabban does not go there in such a case for getting haircuts. So stop over here, and I'll answer Gabe's question now. What's the question, Gabe?